Sample. Theoretical sampling, the process of data collection that allows for the generation of theory, was the primary sampling method that I used in this study. When using theoretical sampling, the researcher simultaneously collects, codes, and analyzes data, and uses this ongoing process to determine what data to collect next and where to find them. In line with theoretical sampling, I selected participants based on the analysis and coding interviews and secondary data. One important tenet of grounded theory is the idea that researchers should not assume the relevance of identity data, including race, age, gender, sexual orientation, class, and ability. Although the relevance of these variables was not assumed, purposive sampling, intentionally sampling across identity data, was used with theoretical sampling to ensure that a diverse group of participants were interviewed. At certain points during my research, identity data indeed emerged as relevant, and in these cases, purposive sampling continued to inform the theoretical sample. In categories where identity did not emerge as relevant, theoretical sampling was used exclusively. I interviewed 750 female participants, approximately 43% of whom identified themselves as Caucasian, 30% as African American, 18% as Latina, and 9% as Asian American. The female participants' ages ranged from 18 to 88 years, with a mean of 41. I interviewed 530 men, approximately 40% of whom identified themselves as Caucasian, 25% as African American, 20% as Latino, and 15% identified as Asian. The mean age of the men interviewed was 46. The range was 18 to 80. Although grounded theory methodology often yields theoretical saturation, the point at which no new conceptual insights are generated and the researcher has provided repeated evidence for his or her conceptual categories, with far fewer than my total 1,280 participants, three interrelated theories emerged with multiple core categories and numerous properties informing each category. The nuanced and complex nature of shame resilience, wholeheartedness, and vulnerability necessitated the large sample size. A basic tenet of grounded theory is all is data. Glaser writes, "The briefest comment to the lengthiest interview, written words in magazines, books, and newspapers, documents, observations, biases of self and others, spurious variables, or whatever else may come the researcher's way in his substantive area of research, is data for grounded theory."